Lancet, Joe Biden is remedying Donald Trump's assault on health. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 1, 2021. The woke Lancet Medical Journal has issued a glowing review of President Joe Biden's first 100 days, praising him for remedying former President Donald Trump's assault on health and being the first U.S. president to utter the words white supremacy and systemic racism. U.S. President Joe Biden's initial action stayed Donald Trump's assault on health, and the new administration has begun to redress injustices and flawed social policies that set the stage for Trump's ascendance. David Himmelstein and Steffi Woolhandler, co-chairs of the Lancet Commission on U.S. Public Policy and Health, state. The authors laud Biden for his diverse cabinet, noting it is composed of nearly half women and more than half people of color, including Deb Haaland, the cabinet's first Native American. In his inaugural address, Biden became the first U.S. president to utter the words white supremacy and systemic racism. The journal gushes in the article titled Recovering from Trump, Biden's First 100 Days. Soon after assuming office, Biden reversed some of Trump's noxious executive actions. It states, restoring respect for facts, science, and global cooperation. The authors also praise Biden's rejoining the World Health Organization, WHO, and the Paris Climate Agreement, rescinding some inhumane and racist immigration policies, rolling back restrictions on reproductive health care, and reversing Trump's hostile stance towards gender equity, LGBTQ rights, and racial justice. Propelled into office by popular mobilizations against Trump's racist, sexist, and pro-rich policies, the essay asserts, Biden has begun to remediate Trump's damage and renounce four decades of austerity that widened inequality, stoked racial animus, and undermined health. Despite Biden's terrific start, he still has work to do. The authors declare, such as compensate Black and Indigenous Americans for the land and labor stolen from them and empower all poor and working-class Americans to share in the prosperity and health gains that the USA's vast resources should enable. Follow it, Williams Rome.